Violet's Discovery, Preschool, Part 2. When Violet awoke the next morning, she felt a terrible pain in her leg, a sharp reminder that it was broken. She reached for her crutches and hobbled down to the kitchen. She immediately began complaining to her mom. "I can't do anything I planned this summer. I can't run with my friends or do any of the summer training our team has planned." She was still very angry. Her mom listened. "Violet, I'm sorry this happened to you and that it has upset all your plans." "Mom, do you know that Bible verse in my room that says to give thanks in everything? How am I supposed to be thankful for this?" "That's a good question," said her mom. "It can be hard to see good things and feel grateful when we are hurt. But God has given us a way to see the things He does. Be thankful. When we are thankful, it is like getting new glasses so we can see more clearly." "Well, there is nothing here to be thankful for," yelled Violet. "I can't run, and I'm going to be miserable for months." Violet pushed away from the table, stomped away, and sat on the porch swing. She felt terrible. "I don't want to be mad and grumpy all summer," thought Violet. "What if Mom was right about seeing like God sees?" She hobbled back to the kitchen. "I'm sorry I yelled at you, Mom. I do want to have a good summer, but you know I can't change the fact I have a broken leg, so what is it that I can change?" "Nothing around you has to change, Violet, but if you begin to look for things that you are thankful for, you begin to see things that you never saw before. A thankful heart will always lead to a joyful heart. Here, Violet, take this notebook and go outside. Try to write down 10 things you are thankful for." Violet was not too excited about this, but since she had to be resting anyway, she decided to try. She limped back to the swing and began to look around her. Number 1, I am thankful for this swing I can relax on. Number 2, I am thankful for the warm breeze today. Number 3, I am thankful for eyes that see. As Violet wrote, she began to feel her anger go away and a little bit of joy growing inside of her. When she finally got to number 10, she was smiling. "I am thankful for being able to talk to my mom." Then Violet rested on the swing in the warm breeze.